fallout from the Davy controversy, whether or not insurance premiums are likely to be cut as a result of the move to reduce payouts, and Harry and Meghan tell-all are some of the stories carried on the front of today's papers. Davy could tarnish Ireland globally. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which quotes UCD Professor Niamh Brennan and other corporate governance experts saying that the government and the NTMA risk bringing the state into disrepute if they allow Davy to participate in a sale of Irish sovereign bonds this week. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that the 16 employees who were found to have profited in the sale of Anglo-Irish bank bonds in 2014, which resulted in the stockbroking firm being fined €4.1 million last week, may now face the possibility of personal sanction from the central bank. Speaking on RTÉ's The Week in Politics, Minister for Public Enterprise and Reform Michael McGrath said that the regulator has a range of sanctions available, including fines and barring people from working in a regulated firm. The Irish Independent leads this morning with the line that it's unlikely there will be an immediate cut in insurance premiums despite the move to reduce awards to personal injury claimants. The paper quotes comments made by Moya Murdoch, the chief executive of Insurance Ireland, saying that premiums will be reduced over time and that her body believes that the guidelines don't go far enough to address the high cost of claims in Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the vaccine-related story, and that shooting in Bluebell in Dublin on Saturday, which resulted in a man and woman being hospitalised and four men being arrested, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. The Belfast Telegraph leads with today's return to school for primary school children in the younger age groups in Northern Ireland. And in common with the Irish News, the Telegraph also runs with the front page picture of Rangers fans in Belfast last night flouting COVID regulations as they celebrated their team's victory in the Scottish League. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with Oprah Winfrey's much-anticipated interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which was aired on US television last night and which is to be rebroadcast on RTÉ2 tonight. Royals' nuclear fallout is the headline there. Elsewhere this morning, The Times has a front-page story about the increasing popularity of private primary schools. We're told that there are now 38 private primary schools in Ireland, compared with 29 a decade ago. West Cork is to get its first ever domestic violence safe house for women and children after an anonymous donation of €400,000 was made to the West Cork Women Against Violence Project. That's on the front of the Examiner. And there are lots of stories and pictures about women in today's papers to mark International Women's Day. Time to accelerate women's climb to political table is the headline over the lead editorial in today's Independent. And the Times also devotes an editorial to the need for gender equality in politics, as well as carrying opinion pieces related to women's issues from Una Mullally, Senator Ivana Bacic and the Director of the National Women's Council, Orla O'Connor. And finally, Sarah Conroy from New Ross County Wexford, a letter writer to today's Times, also points out the role which female leaders have played in the fight against the pandemic. She points out that New Zealand, Taiwan and Norway are among the countries that have accomplished superior COVID-19 outcomes, maintaining lower confirmed cases and rapidly mobilising vaccinations. All three countries also have female prime ministers, which prompts Ms Conroy to put forward a view in favour of less testosterone in Parliament.